Michelle Smallman, Randy Carricker, great to have you with us on 101 ESPN. And you know Chris Rose from his great work at Fox and Intentional Talk, MLB Network over the years, NFL Network. He's always been a guy who is a great interviewer and gets the most out of players. And now Chris has taken to the social media sphere with John Boy Media, and he's got the Rose Rotation, the Chris Rose Rotation. There and there you can see Stephen Brault, Trevor May, Tyler Glasnow, Lucas Giolito, Archie Bradley, Miguel Rojas, a great rotation for the Rose Rotation. And Chris Rose joins us now on 101 ESPN via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Chris with Michelle Smallman, this is Randy Carricker. Thanks for taking some time with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. First of all, Michelle, is it with one L or two?
It's two, Chris, and thank you for asking.
Absolutely, well, because my wife is one L.
Okay.
I always get on my mother-in-law for that one because she admits that she butchered it. But I actually kind of like it. I think it's pretty, 1L. And then the other thing, I just heard that Chris Kerber's calling the Blues game tonight. I just got to let you know, Kerbs and I, we both went to Miami University, and we did the student radio station there together. And he would call every hockey game. He was like our first big hockey guy, and I'm so proud of him that he's still killing it there. So good job.
Miami of Ohio has a great alumni list, don't they?
Well, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about, average generic broadcasters, then absolutely, and I fit right in there.
Chris, can you give us a story or tell us what Kerbs was like back in the day in college? I would love to know that.
Yeah, he's probably pretty much the same. I know I saw him a bunch of years ago. I want to say probably at the 2011 World Series is the last time I ran into him. So he's pretty much the same. He had the same exact haircut. I think that he had it when he was at St. Louis Country Day, I believe, is where he went to school.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think he pretty much came out of the womb that way. So he hasn't changed his hairstyle at all in nearly 50 years. I think that was the first thing he did when he got to Oxford, Ohio, was find a barbershop that would cut his hair exactly the same way as he had it for eons in St. Louis. But the guy always worked his tail off.
He is an exceptionally hard worker. Chris, he's gone with the bald look. He's gone with the Jordan-shaved head now.
Wow. Okay, well, now you just ruined my day. So I got to be honest with you. You know, now we better move on to other topics because I don't think I can take that.
Let's talk about how cool this is, what you're doing now with the Chris Rose Rotation, things that you can do now that you couldn't do on standard or cable television, especially a rotation show like this.
Yeah, there's no question. Listen, you know, it was difficult after I left MLB Network after 10 years. Maybe people saw exactly what transpired, and if not, I'm sure they could find it on Twitter or somewhere. But immediately I started discussions with John Boy Media. And for people that aren't familiar with John Boy, it really kind of burst onto the scene a couple years ago when John Boy, who is his given name is Jimmy O'Brien, kind of took the Athletics article on the Astros trash can banging scheme, and he stripped down the audio. And so that's really how he became famous, and where you could hear the actual banging. And then he started doing a bunch of these lip reading things, and he is really best known for doing these 2 to 3 minute breakdowns on strange stuff that happens in baseball games. But he and his partner Jake wanted to kind of expand their business, and in 2 years they have gone from 3,000 YouTube subscribers to, they just passed the million mark last week. So they have created basically the place to go if you're a baseball fan. And what they've allowed me to do is have this rotation with these 6 active major leaguers, and no other podcast does that. So, you know, I just taped one yesterday, for example, with Mets Trevor May, who's in town to play the Cardinals. So he is my co-host about every 2.5 to 3 weeks. We taped a great, really fun episode. On Friday, I'm taping one with Tyler Glasnow. We're actually going to have Evan Longoria of the Giants on as a guest. So it allows active major leaguers to interact with other active major leaguers in a platform that you don't get to see.
That's a really great idea, and I think this is obviously what younger people want to see. They want access like that. What's it like for you to be working with guys who are actively in the league right now? Because a lot of times former players, when they get into media, they're not afraid to say anything because they don't really have to deal with the repercussions of being critical or revealing too much information. So what's it like for you to be working with guys who are in the league currently?
It's fantastic. It has been better than I anticipated. The most interesting thing is, you know, I've got two sons. I've got a 20 and a 15-year-old. And now when, like, Glasnow pitched last night against the Angels, I watch his game a little bit like I watch my son's game when he plays in high school. Like, I'm nervous. I get mad. I yell at the umpire. Like, that's what makes it so interesting. And I remember asking Trevor May a few episodes ago, because he signed a big free agent deal with the Mets, and he stunk it up his first couple of outings. And I said, Trevor, I was like sweating bullets when you were in the game. And, you know, how do I deal with this? He goes, you can't. He's got this amazing, like, DJ-type voice. And he's like, nope. He goes, you're in it. Like, you just picked up six additional kids. And this is the way it's going to go. He goes, there's going to be times where I'm going to face Miguel Rojas because we're in the same division. Or Archie Bradley's going to face Miguel Rojas a bunch of times. I said, well, then what do I root for? He goes, well, I got him out last time. He goes, you're allowed to root for him the next time we face each other as long as I keep him in the yard. I said, okay, that's fair. But, you know, it's fascinating to hear everything from the way they travel to, you know, what life is like as they're still dealing with a lot of, you know, protocols on the road and things of that nature. How guys deal with failure. Lucas Giolito, I don't know if you guys remember, a couple weeks ago in that Patriots Day game against the Red Sox, got blasted, did not get out of the second inning. He took us through the entire thing and how he dealt with it, how he sat in the training room and felt tremendous guilt because not one but two position players had to put their health at risk to go out and clean up his mess. He said, you know, there's times where I'm not going to pitch well, but I actually lost this that game in the first inning. And he goes, that is really, really hard for me to deal with. And we talked about it, how he tries to get himself out of a jam like that.
And Chris, players now, it doesn't seem like, and we don't have any interaction with them like you do, but because we aren't in locker rooms now, we're talking to them on Zoom. Mm-hmm. We don't get the sense of the storytelling ability until you get a group like Giolito and Jack Flaherty and Max Fried like you had a couple of weeks ago and some of the great stories that they told.
Yeah, that was a special one. You know, Lucas said, hey, what if we get the band together? And I was like, yes, please. It was the first time that the three of them had ever done an interview together. Because you have to remember, Jack is a couple years younger than Lucas and Max. Mm-hmm. And so the three of them had just never sat down. And it was great. Jack joined us from his car and was just chill and did his thing. And, you know, they walked us through the one day in Max and Lucas's senior year in high school where, you know, Max is a legit, like, two-way player. Lucas was just a pitcher only, and Jack was a two-way player. And Lucas was coming off an arm injury, and they wanted him to face Max. And he hit Fried right in the face with 96. And Jack was playing shortstop during that time, and kind of he told the story amazingly well. So yeah, just go check it out. There's a good little clip out of it. And on our YouTube channel, you can fast-forward to certain stories. So if you just kind of drag your mouse or your finger on your phone, you'll find that story pretty quickly.
Yeah, everyone should check it out. It's really great stuff having all of them together. Chris, we certainly wanted to ask you what your thoughts were with the Cardinals. What have you seen out of the Cardinals to this point this season?
Yeah, I've been impressed with them. You know, obviously the big news is Nolan Arenado coming over there. And I think he's been fine. I don't think he's been Nolan great, although he did hit a nice one last night. You know, for me, I picked the Brewers preseason to win the division. I just like their rotation a little bit more. Burns ended up on the shelf recently. That's going to be a problem for them. For me, the Cardinals' biggest question marks, I think, are in the back of the bullpen. So Reyes hasn't given up an earned run, but what scares me a little bit at this point is his strikeout-to-walk ratio is almost 1-to-1, and you can't have that if you're going to give him the ball in late innings. And I know that Hicks is working his way back, and maybe he'll eventually take over that role. Or maybe they'll make a trade. But I think it's those two teams to win this division. I don't get the Cubs this year. I think they're going to make massive trades getting guys out of town. I don't think the Reds have enough staying power. So I think it's between the Cardinals and the Brewers for the division.
Well, Chris, we hope that's the case. We hope it goes down to the wire. And we love to check out Rose Rotation. Whatever your social media platform is, you can go to YouTube, like you said, your Instagram Live, you're on Twitter. We can always find the Rose Rotation. You're doing great work. We love it. And we appreciate you taking some time with us.
I appreciate you guys as well. Thanks so much. And, yeah, wherever you download your podcast, you can get that one. And hopefully we'll have another Cardinal on in the near future. They're always good guys to talk to.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day, Michelle, with two L's as well.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Rose of John Boy Media. And again, Rose Rotation. Find it on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you do your podcasts. And some great content because they have entertaining players.